Turning to Proverbs chapter 11, the passage that we read. Let me just draw to your attention particularly verses 1 and 20. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Verse 20, those who are of a perverse heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as are blameless in their ways are his delight. Two abominations, two delights. Perhaps you've heard some people dismissing the Christian message as pie in the sky when you die. In other words, it's tough here, it's irrelevant here, but the message says things will be all right when you die, when you go leave this earth. But it would seem to me that the Christian message, the Bible's message, is, taking just this chapter, God cares about your business practices now. It's because we are under God that Proverbs matters. It's because we matter to God now that Proverbs matters. And we know that we matter to God because he has sent his Son, and he has not just cast us adrift in our wickedness, our sinfulness. It's when we throw ourselves on Christ as Savior that we find that we are now free to live out his righteousness. We find that we are now free to be his servants, doing his will. And Proverbs shows this in practice, in our business, in this case. A false balance, a deceptive scale, or a just weight, a true weight. It shows it also in our attitudes of life. Are we of a perverse heart, or are we blameless? There are different ways of looking at righteousness and wickedness, wisdom and foolishness. A number of ways of looking at it, says Proverbs. But always the reality of the situation will match God's intentions. This chapter speaks about looking at it from your own perspective. But it also speaks about it by looking at it from other people's perspective. Your behavior, the way of your life. What impact does it have on your life? And what impact does it have on other people's lives? But most important of all, how does God look on it? How does God look on you? This is telling us that when something works, when things go well, it's because that's how God designed it. It's because it meets with God's approval. This is telling us that when something doesn't work and where it causes harm and problems, it's because it's contrary to God's design. It's because it meets with God's pure and just disapproval. As we've seen already in Proverbs, those who have been looking at it with me over the number of weeks, there are simply two directions shown here. And we see two hearts. We'll begin there. We'll see as well that there are two effects on yourself, consistent with those two hearts. There are also two effects on others. But most important, of most concern to us, should be the two effects this has on the Lord. The two hearts of man. There are two effects on yourself. There are two effects on others, and two effects on the Lord. the two hearts. Let's look at that for a moment first. And the introductory parts of Proverbs before this have dwelt extensively on the two ways of men. There's the wise or the foolish. There's the righteous or the wicked. This is concerning our character. And then we have also heard of not just the inner character of man, but what is done in life, because that comes out of our character, out of our hearts. And these very same things do run throughout even these few verses that we've been looking at this morning. The same things reappear, righteousness and wickedness. The same things will reappear throughout the book of Proverbs. We do have other words that are related to these in this chapter. There is, in verse 20, perverse. And that's consistent with those who are wicked, those who are foolish. There is, in verse 20, the blameless, which is consistent with those who are righteous, those who are wise. Or there is the other term that is used in verse 3, is the integrity of the upright, the integrity of the righteous, the integrity that he is consistent, he is constant in righteousness. And blameless is a word that we will generally tend to speak of as referring to behavior, our ways. In verse 20, the blameless in their ways. How do you behave without fault? Integrity is concerned especially with the inner man. These are additional terms, we might say, to ones we've been becoming used to. The wicked is the perverse, the one who is twisted, the one who is inconsistent, that is unreliable. And it's with regard to the perverse one that we have that special, very direct connection with the heart in verse 20. We are talking about the heart of man. Is that heart perverse, inconsistent, unreliable, goes one way one day, goes another way the next? Is it deceptive, like the false balance, giving every impression of being true but being short? And here once more we see a simple opposition of the two hearts. There is the perverse, but there is also the one who is blameless, the one who has integrity, the one in whom God delights. There are only these two ways. The one that is a delight to God, the one that is true, or the other, the one that goes away from God and is therefore perverse. And it's this that decides the actions of man. In verse 5 we read that it's the righteousness, it's the righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright. It's because of his character, what's in his heart, that his ways will go according to truth. And Jesus said, didn't he, that it's the good man out of the good treasure of his heart that brings forth good. It's an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart that brings forth evil. The heart, the condition of the heart, is the source of the way of our lives. And it means that if you see the way of life, it bears a reflection on the condition of our hearts. And it's the way of life that the bulk of this passage deals with. And I would then speak of it again briefly under what I'm calling the two effects on yourself. Because that's what the writer deals with. He has that opening verse regarding the abomination and the delight, but then he goes into other things. He doesn't specifically deal with just business matters. He deals with life as a whole. And this is really through from verse 2 down to verse 8. And then again from verse 15 to verse 19. And here it is saying, you do this, you go this way, you behave in a certain way, look at what it's going to do to you. Just look at the impact it's going to have on your own life, the effect on yourself. Out of your heart, how you live, what impact is that going to have? We cannot do